ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。英会投資のその2、49から72に回答してください。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で24問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入してください。各リスニング問題におけるそれぞれの問題の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではテストを始めます。パート A、リスニング1から10では、会話やアナウンスの後に質問が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。
Listening 1
Okay, let's get the things we need for the barbecue. First of all, we need chicken.
Chicken legs or chicken wings?
Both.
I've got a pack of the legs, but the supermarket's out of wings. How about chicken breasts? They've got plenty.
No, they're not good for a barbecue. Get an extra pack of legs instead. And pass me that pack of Frankfurter sausages, will you?
No, not Frankfurter sausages again. We always have them. Can't we have Wiener sausages for a change?
Okay, get a pack of them. Now, we need to look for some beef.
Question 49.Which of the following is not available from the supermarket? Listening 2.
Can you give me a ride to the library later today if you're going to the sports center?
Sure. When did you want to go?
If possible, after breakfast.Or I could go later this afternoon.
Late afternoon would be better for me. I want to do a bit of gardening this morning, and then after lunch I need to get some things from the supermarket.
All right. How about if you take me to the library at around 4 o'clock? Then you can spend a couple of hours at the sports center before picking me up at 6 o'clock and bringing us back home for dinner.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Question 50. What will the man do today? Listening 3.
Attention passengers wishing to board the 1 o'clock ferry service to Black Island. All passengers with tickets are now asked to go to the departure lounge.On the second floor of the ferry terminal. Those without tickets for today's service can buy them from the ticket office on the first floor of the ferry terminal, but only until 12:30. All passengers should wait in the lounge until we are ready to welcome you on board the ferry. Our departure time for Black Island is 1 o'clock, but passengers will not be allowed to board the ferry after 12:45.Our next announcement will be at 12 o'clock when boarding will begin. Thank you for your attention.
Question 51. What is the latest time that passengers can board the ferry? Listening 4.
Welcome to Green Bank. If you'd like to report the loss of a credit card, please press 1. If you'd like to inquire about your bank account, please press 2. For inquiries about a loan, please press 3. For all other services, please press 4.
Question 52. Which button would you press to get information about borrowing money? Listening 5.
Hurry up. You're going to be late for your part-time job.
Don't worry. It only takes me 15 minutes to get there by bicycle.
But it's raining.
Oh, no. Could you drive me there?
No, your dad has the car today. You'll have to catch the bus.
What time's the next one?
Let me see. Oh, no, you just missed one. The next one's in half an hour.
What? I can't be late again. I'll be fired.
Well, I can't drive you, so you'll have to take a taxi.
That's too expensive. I'll go by bicycle. I've got no choice.
No, you can't arrive wet. I'll pay the fare for you this time.
Thanks, Mum.
Question 53. How will the boy get to his part-time job? Listening 6.
Hey, we have to finish preparing our presentation for tomorrow. We haven't even started yet.
Okay, let's go to the library. We can work on it there, and it's got Wi-Fi.
But we can't talk there. We have to be quiet. How about we stay here, in the cafeteria?
No, the cafeteria closes at 3 o'clock today, remember?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Where shall we go then?
We could find an empty classroom somewhere. It won't be noisy, and we could chat there.
That's true. Or we could sit outside, under the trees in front of the gym. There are some seats there, and it's a nice day.
We could do that, but we need to work in a classroom. It's the only other place where Wi-Fi is available.
You're right. We definitely need Wi-Fi. It's a shame because it would have been nice to sit outside, but never mind.
Okay, let's go and finish the presentation.
Question 54. Where will the woman and the man prepare their presentation? Listening 7.
Hi, Barney. This is Thelma. Can you do some extra work next week?
Hi, Thelma. I might be able to. It depends on the day.
Well, you're already working on Monday afternoon, right? So, do you think you could work on Friday evening and Saturday afternoon?
Gee, I'd really like to help, but I'm busy on Friday evening.
Oh, I see. Then, how about Saturday? Are you free then?
Yes, I am. I'm free all day.
Great. And how about Sunday afternoon?
Sorry, I'm busy then. But I don't have any plans in the morning. I could help you then.
Thanks, but I already have someone else for the morning.
Okay. Good luck covering the extra work.
Thanks for helping out. I'll see you on Monday afternoon.
Question 55. When will the man do extra work next week? Listening 8.
Good morning, and welcome aboard the Nozomi Super Express bound for Shin Osaka Station. This train will be stopping at Shinagawa at 8:46. Shin Yokohama at 8:58, Nagoya at 10:21, Kyoto at 10:58, and Shin Osaka at 11:15. Wireless internet service is available on this train. Thank you for choosing the Tokaido Shinkansen.
Question 56. What time will the train arrive in Kyoto? Listening 9.
Welcome to Mori's Electronic Shop. There are four main zones in our store. Zone A has a wide variety of household appliances, including refrigerators and washing machines. In Zone B, you'll find computers and other computer-related items, such as printers and scanners. Cameras and smartphones can be found in Zone C. And in D Zone, we have a large range of TVs, stereos, and other home entertainment products. Our customer service desk is located in the computer section, where we are waiting to assist you with your inquiries. Thank you for coming to our store. We look forward to serving you today at Mori's Electronic Shop.
Question 57. Where in the store is the customer service desk located? Listening 10.
I'm so glad that classes are over. Do you have any plans for spring vacation, Nick?
Yes, I've just booked my vacation flights.
Oh yeah? Where are you going?
Originally, I was planning to visit my mother and father back home in Australia, but I've actually decided to go to Singapore to see my brother.
Nice. Are you going on your own?
No, I'm going with my girlfriend. She's never flown before, so she's a bit nervous.
Question 58. Who is the man going to visit on his vacation?
パート B リスニング11から12では英語を聞いて印刷された質問に対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。例題はありません。
Listening 11.
This morning on the program, I'm talking to the comedy actor Jim Spencer about his career. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Helen. It's nice to talk to you.
Jim, I'd like to begin by asking you, what made you become a comedian?
Well, if you ask my parents, they'll tell you it all started when I was about 3 years old. I was always trying to act like comedians on television. But to be honest, I first thought about it in primary school when I discovered that my natural ability to imitate people made others laugh. Later, I found that it was easy to make friends if you were funny. Even my high school teachers liked me because I was funny, and they kept encouraging me to make jokes, but not during class, of course.
So tell us, how did you start out as a professional comedian?
Well, after leaving school, I got some work in the clubs in London, but I wasn't completely satisfied with my work. I wrote what I thought was good material, and most audiences seemed to find me funny, but I realized that my timing wasn't right. As they say, great comedy is all about timing of the jokes, and I just didn't have enough experience. I was unhappy with my performance as a comedian, so I decided to take lessons to help me improve my technique. It worked, and I've never stopped performing since then.
But I've heard that many comedians get very nervous before they perform. How about you?
One of my friends, who's a great comedian himself, told me when I first started doing comedy that I would always feel nervous. I thought that this wouldn't happen to me. I really believed that I wouldn't be nervous on stage after gaining experience. But my friend turned out to be absolutely correct. Nothing's changed after 20 years of performing. I've simply learned to control my nervousness and not let it control me.
Listening 12.
This is the weekend weather report for major cities in Honshu. Saturday's weather is mixed. The fine weather will continue in western Japan, bringing sunshine to Hiroshima and Osaka, with a temperature of 24 degrees in both cities. The weather in Nagoya will be warmer by 2 degrees, but there will be rain, possibly even thunderstorms in the evening. Tokyo and most of the Tohoku region will remain cooler than average, with temperatures around 18 in Tokyo and as low as 14 in Sendai. The situation will change completely on Sunday, with fine weather moving into eastern Honshu and chillier weather crossing from China into western areas. Hiroshima will experience heavy rain for most of the day and temperatures around 19 degrees. Osaka and Nagoya will be cloudy with occasional rain. Osaka's temperature will be 21 degrees, with Nagoya just slightly warmer at 22 degrees. Tokyo will have the same temperature as Nagoya, but there will be sunny skies all day. Sendai will enjoy the same fine weather as Tokyo, but the city will be cooler at 20 degrees.
パート C、リスニング13から14では、英語を聞いて、それに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、True を、正しくなければ B、False を選んでください。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について、英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まりますので、その間に印刷されている問題文に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 13. You will hear a boy called Chris talking to a girl called Penny about buying a birthday present for his brother. Look at the four sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
I'm looking for a birthday present for my brother. I've got no idea what to get him.
He's into video games, isn't he? So why not buy him the latest version of Soccer 2017? I got it from my brother and he loves it.
He is crazy about video games, but not the sports ones. Do you know of any other games he might like?
There's a new game called Puzzler that's really popular. Or a really scary game called Horror House.
I think he might be too young to play scary games.
He's 14, isn't he? The same age as my brother.
No, he's 13.
That's okay. As long as he's over 12, he can play it. Or why not get the Puzzler game? I've played it and it's fun, even though it's aimed at young kids.
That's an excellent idea. But I think I'll go to the game store to look at other games before I decide which one to buy.
Listening 14. You will hear a woman called Yuki Matsuda talking about her business. Look at the five sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
Hi, everyone. I'm Yuki Matsuda, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about my company, Casa de Kimono. At Casa de Kimono, we use the silk fabric from old kimonos to create beautiful parasols, or higasa, as they are known in Japanese. At present, no other company in Japan recycles kimonos in this way. Of course, we are not the first company to recycle kimonos and use them to produce other goods. Some companies use kimonos to make a range of products, such as noden curtains, and straps for Japanese geta sandals. We, on the other hand, focus solely on using the fabric to create parasols. We have a wide range of kimono fabric for you to choose from, or you can send your old kimono for us to redesign. From next month, you will be able to place orders on our website at casadekimono.com. In the meantime, if you'd like to place an order, you can contact us through our Facebook page or by email. We will then contact you about sending us your kimono. Parasols take 1 month to make.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。